Turn your Bibles to actually Psalm 27 tonight. Psalm 27. I'm going to read the psalm. We're going to pray. I'm going to ask for you to open your heart. Receive this word tonight. Psalm 27, verse 1. Follow along with me. Think about the words that are said. This is a psalm of David. It says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidst, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then will the Lord take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over into the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Verse 14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I just want to offer these verses up, the reading of these verses as an offering to you. God, I want you to use the reading of this text to touch our hearts. Lord, be with the preaching of this message to address the needs, to feed the flock, and Lord, to encourage us to wait on you. Lord, we all face times of difficulty. We all face times that are hard, that are stressful. And God, I want this message just to be a reminder tonight for us to wait on you for these things. Lord, you're good. You always seek our best interests. You always know what's best for us. Lord, we're trusting in that tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. I know that tonight we were supposed to be moving on in our study in Philippians. The thing about being a pastor and bringing messages is sometimes I can't just preach out of a box or a set agenda. Sometimes I have to, I'm supposed to follow the Lord and what needs to be said. This is actually, I'll just be completely honest with you. This is a message that I have preached here before. God led me to this outline tonight. I was not supposed to preach the other. He led me to this specifically. I mentioned this at Sunday school this morning, that as pastor, one of the main things that I'm supposed to do, I am supposed to deliver God's word, but I'm supposed to pasture my sheep. I'm supposed to lead my flock. And that's who you are to me. I care about and I love every one of you. And just over the past couple of weeks, I've just had, I mentioned this in Sunday school, like I said, but I've had several people just come to me with burdens and just telling me, "Pastor, I there's just so much on me right now. There's so much going on, and I'm under this intense stress." And I've just had several people that have come to me, and God just led me tonight to lift these verses up to you, to deliver this to you. I pray that he'll use it for your admonition, as we talked about in BTC, that he'll use it for your encouragement. But David says something in verse 14 that I just want to remind you. I just want to refresh you on this tonight. And in Psalm 27, verse 14, he says this. He says, "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart." He repeats it. He says, "Wait, I say, on the Lord." Waiting is something that is becoming harder and harder for us to do. Not just as we wait on the big things, but in everything that we do, it's difficult for us to wait. As pastor, I have noticed lately several things that are going on in the life of my flock and of my sheep that have been difficult for them to bear. Situations that are just kind of toss up in the air. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know how things are going to turn out. Some are just pressing decisions on the members, that choices that have to be made that are just, they're just not sure what to do. And some of it's just an unbearable load. I mean, it's just so much on them that they can't handle. And I'm just hearing these reports and hearing these needs for prayer over and over again. And I want to say to you what David said. And he was, in one place, I think he was speaking to his own heart. And in another way, I believe he was speaking to anybody who reads these verses, anyone who would read this. He says, "Wait on the Lord." And I want to talk about what that means to wait on the Lord tonight. There are some implications here, but I want to say this to you. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Wait on the Lord. There are people right now who are searching for answers. They're confused because those answers haven't been given yet. And I want you to understand, it's not isolated to us. I mean, this is a part of life. There are millions and billions of people out there that are facing life struggles, that are facing the same things. But we have something that many of them do not, and that is God. And hopelessness and distress and all those other things that like I said, just the hopelessness and not being sure of things. I mean, there are many people out there that have this, but again, we have something that many do not. We have God that we can rely on. We have God who is able. We have God who cares about us. God who is all-knowing, who is all-powerful, and who is in control. And that's what we're saying. We have a strong rock. We have a foundation. And David's saying, wait on him. Rely on him. Step and stand on him. We all face times when it's difficult to do that, is it not? It's difficult to wait. It's hard waiting. We often hear about God's timing, which is usually code for it's not going to happen right now, right? We're praying about something, we're waiting, and they just get on our nerves. They just have all these little quips and everything, and they say, well, it's all in God's timing. Well, I know that, okay? But it's true. Wait on God. God does have a timing. There's a reason why these sayings are made up, because God does have a timing. He has a timing for everything. And so we just have to wait on that sometimes. Let's face it, it is hard to wait on God. It's much easier to take things into our own hands. Why? Because when we can get into it, we can do something right now. God's got a situation. He's put something in your life, and he's urging you to wait on him. But on the other hand, you're like, no, I want to see results now. I want to see things happen now. I need some relief now. I need people to get better now. I need the issues in my life to go away now. Now. And so what we do is we act, and we'll get our hands in this, and we can do something right now. You can act right now. You know that? Every one of us got stuff going on. Every one of us got stress. Every one of us got situations in our life. You can do something right now. You can take things in your hands right now. The problem is, if God does have timing, and you want it done now and decide you're going to do it now, that's when things are going to fall apart in your hands. Our timing destroys. God's timing is perfect. This psalmist David was facing some very difficult circumstances. He too was at a point where he could have lost patience. He could have acted out. He could have taken care of things himself. But this advice was simple: wait on the Lord. And I want you to know that this is the answer for your situation today as well. To wait on the Lord, I want you to look at three reasons why we can wait on the Lord. First of all, it's His perfect plan. His perfect plan. Now, I'm sure that we have all heard that God has a plan. That's one of those other things that we just get sick of hearing all the time, right? God, it's all in God's timing. Yeah, we know. God has a plan. Yeah, I'm sure He does. Hey, if He would just fill me in on it, that would be wonderful. But as generic as that might sound, I want you to know that it's true. God does have a plan. He's not just making this up as it goes. I mean, there is a plan to all this. God knows everything. He is perfect in His knowledge. He's perfect in wisdom. And the troubling situation that you're going through may not be a part. The troubling situation that you're going through He knew it was coming, is the point. He was aware that it was coming. He has a plan to help you through. I want you to think of Job. God was not the source of Job's problems. Matter of fact, it's very clear. Two times it talks about how Satan went up and talked to God and made a challenge on Job. And so what God did is he gave permission for Satan to go and wreak havoc in Job's life. God was not the source of the problem, but I want you to know God was in control 100% of the time through everything that happened. Job grew restless. Job got upset, didn't he? Maybe even became impatient. But God had a plan. We know that the ultimate end of Job's story is that he waited, he endured, and eventually, of course, God blessed him for that. Listen, I want you to know that God has a plan for your life. Read the book of Job. Read what he says. Read his discussion with God. Read his venting, you know, that he did to God, where he just went and he said, Lord, I don't know what's going on. I don't deserve this. What did I do? All these different things. And the Lord just answered him back very sternly. He said, I'm God. I am the Lord. You don't get to question me. There is a plan in this. There is a reason why I allow this to come into your life. It's not our place to question why God permits certain things to happen in our lives or certain things to happen to us. We must simply remember that He does have a plan. He may choose to reveal how certain things fit into His plan for us, but there are going to be things that we're never going to understand. We're never going to really know why it's happening or why God permitted this, perhaps until it's over with. But I want us to just consider what Psalm 145 and verse 17 says. I'll read it to you. It says, "The Lord is righteous in all His ways, and holy in all His works." God doesn't mess up. God does not do things wrong. He has a plan. Not only His perfect plan, I want us to think about His perfect timing as well. We talked about that just a second ago. Timing is so very important in everything that goes on. Timing is important in machines. Timing is important in all sorts of things, in music, and whatever it may be. Timing is so important. Timing is often overlooked, but it is incredibly important in so many things that we see. Where we may falter, I want you to understand this, where we may falter in our timing, where we may falter in the when of things that we do, God always has perfect timing in everything that He does. But seeing that timing requires waiting. To see how that timing is going to work out, to see what the end of that is, we have to wait. If we jump and take things into our hands, if we jump out, we're not going to see how that timing is going to work out. We have to wait on Him. Let's consider some times that God's people were told to wait. If you remember, Jesus told his disciples to wait in Jerusalem. He was going to be ascending. He's preparing them for his leaving. He's already told them. He says, I've got to go, but when I go, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm not going to leave you orphans. He said, I will send another comforter. I'll send another one just like me who can go beside you, who's going to empower you. And so he says, this is what you're going to do. He says, you tarry. You wait in the city of Jerusalem until you are what? Endued with power from on high is what he says in the book of Luke. He says, wait or tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high. And that's exactly what they did. Jesus ascended. The people all went back down to that upper room. They started praying. They started reading God's word. They were waiting on God. And guess what happened? When the timing was right, the Holy Spirit came and filled that place where they were. They were all filled with the Spirit, and they began working and ministering to the people of that city. And many, 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 many people got saved. Now, what would have happened if Jesus says, wait in the city in Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high, and they sat around for a couple of days and they said, you know what? I'm not waiting anymore. I'm going stir crazy. I gotta get. And so they went out and tried to do things in their own power. How would that have turned out? We might not be here right now if they had done that. But they waited. They waited on God. The timing was perfect. And when they waited on God, they didn't go out by themselves. When they waited on God, they went with Him. Abraham was promised a land in the book of Genesis. But he was told that his family had to wait for over 400 years to receive it. So they waited. Did God forget? No, He had a timing. And I'm telling you, when the people of Israel crossed over that Jordan River and went into the land and began conquering the land, if you don't pay attention, you'll miss it. But if you'll read through that story and look at all the things that God was doing, all the pieces that He's bringing together, I mean, God accomplished several things by them doing what He said, to wait on Him. But when they went over in His timing, by His plan, according to His will, things fell together. If they had not, things would have fallen apart. Moses crossing the Red Sea, God said, fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Listen, not only does God know what needs to happen, He knows when it needs to happen. When we get ahead of God, then His timing is either delayed or the effects of His timing are made void. I want you to consider the battle of Jericho just for a moment. Y'all remember what was supposed to happen at Jericho? That's a story that everybody should know, right? They were told, He gave them the weirdest plan ever for a battle. He says, this is what you're going to do. You're going to go around, you're going to march around the city, and you're going to go back home. Then he says, you're going to go out the next day. You're going to march around the city. You're going to go back home. For 7 days, you're going to do this. And on the seventh day, you're going to come out, and this is what you're going to do on the seventh day. You're going to march around the city 7 times, and then you're going to yell. And that's all he told them. That was their battle plan. Now, you imagine, I just imagine them going out there on that seventh day, and here they go. They're marching around. I mean, it's getting intense. They're wondering, what's God going to do? When are we going to just keep doing this over and over? And so they're marching around and marching around and marching around. And I want you to imagine what would have happened if some of them just got impatient and around the third or fourth round, they just said, you know what? We're just going to jump the gun. Let's all run up and start yelling. And so on the third or fourth round, they run up and they start yelling at this wall like God told them to. What do you think was going to happen? What happened next? Nothing. That's not what they did. They followed God's commands. It didn't have to make sense. And it didn't make sense, did it? It didn't have to make sense. It's what God told them to do. And so they went and they marched around 7 times. On the seventh time, they blew the trumpet. They yelled with a loud cry. And what happened? God sent the walls down. His plan, His timing will work every single time. And that's what God, I think that's what God wants to encourage us with tonight as well. It's in His hands. He has a plan. He has a timing. And we must learn to wait on God's time. But then the last thing, the third and last thing that I want to share with you tonight is His perfect hands. He has a perfect plan. He has perfect timing. But I want you to know that He has perfect hands. Waiting is difficult because it forces us, when we wait, it forces us to rely completely upon Him. And the truth is that we want to feel some control in what's going on. We don't trust anybody else to do it right, do we? That is one of my, I think as a person, that is one of my biggest character flaws, is that I'm the guy that says, if you want it done right, do it yourself, all right? And then when somebody else does it, the whole time I'm going, oh, if you'll just sit down, let me do it, I'll do it right. And I think that's definitely one of my biggest character flaws, because I'm not the only one that can do it. I'm not the only one that can do it right. We want things to be in our hands. We want our control over things. But here's what I want you to understand tonight. Our hands are weak. Our hands are feeble. Our hands are not skilled like God's. Our hands are not powerful like God's. Waiting takes more than discipline of mind. It requires faith from the heart. Verse 14 says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He will strengthen your heart. It's not enough to say that God's ways are always right. We have to believe that His ways are always right. It's not enough to say that God's hands are all powerful. We have to rest in them. Do you see the difference there? We can all talk about how God's plan is perfect, but when we're put in a position where we have to depend on that, when we have to trust that His plan is perfect, that's a totally different story, isn't it? But when we're put in those positions, that's exactly what we have to do. We have to wait on God. We have to be of good courage. He will strengthen our hearts. Wait on the Lord. Why? Because His plan is perfect. His plan does work. His timing is right. And we could talk about how that God's hands are all powerful. I mean, we could all go around, we could chant about how powerful God's hands are, but when we're put in a position where we have to rely completely on that, that's really going to put that to faith. Do I really believe that God's hands are all-powerful? Do I really believe that my situation is in the all-powerful hand of God? If we did, we wouldn't be micromanaging Him, would we? And we do. God, take care of this situation. God, I'm giving this to You. Now, I'm going to stand here and make sure You do it all right. Right? I'm just going to watch over it and just make sure that You really are up to speed on what needs to happen. No, that's not faith in His hands. If we believe His hands are all-powerful, and exactly what I said needs to happen, if we believe they're all-powerful, then we need to rest in them. That means if it's in His hands, then our hands are off. God says, stop touching it. Get your hands off, because My hands are completely able. My hands are sufficient. Trust them. Trust Me. Listen, God's planning is perfect. His timing is perfect. He has perfect power to accomplish anything. And so as David said, I urge you to wait on Him. Isaiah said over in chapter 40, He said this, those wonderful verses, those encouraging verses, even the youth shall faint and be weary, the young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You may be dealing with some tough decisions right now. You may be waiting on an answer from God right now. Or you may just be having a very difficult, difficult time in your life. You may have already been toying with the impulse to jump or to react or to take things into your own hands. But my challenge to you today is to wait. God has a plan. God has a time. And He is able to take care of whatever's going on in your life. Give Him the chance to do it. Listen, I told you, as pastor, I know of several cases, several situations that perfectly fit what I just talked about today. I've not mentioned any names. That's private, I know. But I'm looking at you all around tonight. I'm seeing you. You're on my heart. You're on my mind. You're in my prayers. But I'm urging you tonight. We're going to have invitation. An invitation for you to put it back in His hands. For you to rely on His timing and trust in His plan. He has one. You're in it. And so is the issue that's going on with you and with your life. Will you put it in His hands tonight? Will you act on this? Will you trust Him? Whatever that requires you doing, will you do it tonight? I want us to stand.